A soaring economy and crumbling trade barriers are making India a must-visit destination for foreign politicians and executives. So editorialized the New York Times, one of America's most influential newspapers. The New York Times New Delhi correspondent Heather Timmons says diverse groups of investors are studying India carefully as the nation embarks on the privatization of key industries. She notes that India welcomes millions of graduates who are fluent in English and comfortable with technology and Western business practices into its sprawling workforce.
Bald demographics make India impossible to ignore. The slowdown in the U.S. economy is really adding to the appeal here. Right now, about half of the 1.1 billion people are under 25. There's a rapidly expanding middle class. It's already estimated to be as large as the population of the United States. Fast-growing stock market, and a number of super wealthy individuals here are already adding to the appeal.
Cross-border trade, foreign direct investment, and the outsourcing of Western manufacturing and services, such as help call centers, are also changing the face of the country. Ray Titus teaches postgraduate and executive education courses at the Alliance Business School in Bangalore, India. Professor Titus says the effects of globalization are clearly evident in India's urban areas.
For the first time, Indians today have access to products and services that they never had access to before, some of which, curiously, are manufactured right here in India.
Another factor that strikes a visitor to India is an explosion of consumerism in its booming cities. Yet a large majority of Indians still live in rural areas. Professor Titus says that one of the striking aspects of India's growth is that it seems uneven when one looks at conditions in the countryside.
Life has not changed for the people who still live in rural areas. You see, 70% of India still lives in rural areas. At the moment, the effects of liberalization or globalization are more metrocentric.
Growth, globalization, and advances in communications have brought rewards to a certain segment of India's population. But growing inequality in the country could tear at its social fabric, according to New York Times correspondent Heather Timmons.
India's biggest problem going forward may not be poverty, but it may be the divide between the rich and poor. With the spread of television throughout the country and even in the smallest villages, people are aware that somewhere in this country, someone is making $1 billion.
In a recent survey conducted by the Pew Research Organization, Indians expressed positive feelings toward the United States, a contrast with other regions of the world. Will India be a firm global partner for the United States? Professor Ray Titus of Bangalore's Alliance Business School replies in the affirmative.
I think the answer is an unequivocal yes. India is going to partner countries in the West, especially United States, in areas of technology, manufacturing and services, as much as partnering with countries across Europe. So if you ask me, are these partnerships going to get better in the future? I think yes.
With more than 1 billion residents, India is home to 1/6 of the human race. 1/3 of the world's poorest people live in India. At the same time, some experts estimate India's middle class at more than 300 million people. According to New York Times reporter Heather Timmons, India is now crushed with visitors. She says many are business executives seeking to expand operations, to sign deals, obtain local partners, and sell products. Others come just to soak up the contradictions that characterize the world's largest democracy, a melding of chaos, drive, and opportunity.
I think that if you're a multinational corporation or you're an American corporation or a European corporation, you need to look to India for growth. I mean that if you're selling any sort of consumer product, you just can't ignore India.
Trade, investment, manufacturing, and construction activities are visible everywhere. The capital, Delhi, whose residents number 15 million, is a changed city with the construction of malls, roads, flyovers, and highways. And signs of a boom are everywhere. Almost every city is seeing frantic construction activity. According to the London-based Economist magazine, some 500 malls are being built across the country. Some 5 million mobile phones are added each month to meet the soaring demand. IBM, Microsoft, Intel, and Cisco have large-scale investments in India. IBM staff in India now constitutes about 40,000 employees. Despite its lingering poverty and structural inefficiencies in some key industries, many analysts have concluded that India is destined to become an economic powerhouse in the 21st century. This edition of International Press Club was written by Subhash Vora. For VOA News Now, I'm Terry.